You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the RNIB Grimaldi building, where we've just witnessed a very interesting roundtable talking about keeping Britain working, more focused on employing people with disabilities and retaining them at work. So joining us from the Charlie Mayfield Review, which is working on a report regarding this topic, we've got three people from the team. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Fiona Miller.
My name is Rachel Fiery.
And Debbie Bradford.
Welcome, all three of you, to RNIB Connect Radio. Can we start briefly by outlining the purpose of the report Charlie Mayfield team is working on, please?
Absolutely. So we have seen more broadly across society that there's been a rise in ill health and disability, and that's affecting a lot of people. It's showing up in welfare, but it's also showing up in the workplace. And the Prime Minister has been very clear that those who can work should, but also accepting that the system's not really working as well as it should do. And that has led the Secretary of State for DWP and for the Department of Business and Trade to ask Sir Charlie Mayfield to lead an independent review. That review is set up in a way that it recognises that this can't be solved in isolation by either government or employers working independently, but really looking at how those two areas can come together to really make a significant change in how the system operates. It's split into three phases in terms of our review. So we've had the sort of why phase, really looking to understand why there has been a rise in ill health and disability. We're now in an engagement phase, so the what phase, which is really looking at how we can better understand what is working well and what could be improved, so that that will lead us to be in a position to make some really good recommendations. So the third phase is around the how. So some very good recommendations that will be given to government and made public in the autumn, providing some recommendations about how we can create short, medium and long-term change to address this challenge.
Can we now move on to, you know, what just happened at the roundtable? There were so many interesting topics mentioned. It was a very, very interesting conversation. Can you point out any particular interesting topics that you thought particularly stood out to you from the various contributions we've had?
So for me, it was very much about sort of the openness and raising visibility of disability in the workplace, and also sort of communication with line managers and what more we can do to support line managers to have sort of safe, open conversations with people who've got a health condition or disability and need an adjustment, and how quickly they can get those adjustments put in place, and the general fear with line managers about doing the wrong thing.
I really liked hearing about the importance of good pathways, not just in employment, but coming from education and into employment, looking at the role of work experience in terms of supporting people to get their first job and making sure that that was accessible for everybody.
Let's talk about the next step. So, you know, we've had this round table where, you know, there's plenty of feedback that's been given that you can take back. What will be done next as kind of the next step phase of this report based on what you've heard today?
So just to take us back a second, is that so as a part of the review, we've been conducting engagement all across the UK. So this has been, Charlie was asked to do this in November time, but we really started to get going with the review around January. And since then, we've had over 100 meetings with different stakeholders. We've covered Scotland and Northern Ireland, Wales. As a part of that, we also launched an online survey, which can be found on the Keep Britain Working Discovery Gov UK page. And that survey is live until the 20th of June. So far, we've had over 500 submissions of evidence to us through this survey. And that's really collecting a wide array of evidence from stakeholders. And now what's next is continuing this engagement in some form, but really starting to get into the what we're going to do about it, and crucially, how we're going to tackle this issue. So we'll be using all of the evidence that we've collected from all of the engagement events and starting to support Charlie with forming recommendations on how the government and employers can work together to overcome this.
Before I let you go, if blind and partially sighted people would love to contribute to this with you, can you tell us again where they can go to this particular survey that you've mentioned in order to provide their experiences?
Yes, so on the Keep Britain Working discovery page on Gov.UK, there is an online form, but you can also email keepbritainworking.review@dwpa.gov.uk, and we can also send out Word versions, so that's accessible for people who use software.
Fantastic. Fiona, Rachel and Debbie from the Charlie Mayfield Review team, thank you very much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for R&IB Connect Radio.